You're listening to the Whistler Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know every Tuesday and Friday morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. How are you? I'm good. I'm going to go up for a ski today. Hope you are as well. What with a bit of a weather change coming our way too. Yeah, bright sun expected today with, some cool temperatures to start this morning in the Alpine, which has been so good all week for retaining the quality of the groomers and the snow. Yeah, it's been somewhat chilly. I mean, like even at Pig Alley, it's -3 this morning. It did get up to +5 yesterday and around the roundhouse as well. It got above freezing yesterday afternoon by 2 degrees. But, you know, prior to that, it's, above that in the Alpine has been super good. Whistler Park, super fun yesterday from all accounts. And today, a few things to keep you occupied too, like Rhapsody Bowl, apparently groomed out in Symphony. Some nice views out that way, of course. But yeah, expect potentially an Alpine high of +2 today with light winds. And they are coming in from the southeast. So yeah, light winds today, but looking for the weekend, what are we going to see? Well, some cloud in the morning with increased cloud and then some precip overnight on Saturday. Some reports saying as much as 7 centimeters to compile above our base, which is currently rocking at 2.18 meters at Pig Alley. So yeah, that freezing level due to get to like 2100 meters potentially by tomorrow morning, but then to drop to 1000 overnight on Saturday. So definitely expect to see that classic spring melt freeze cycle over the weekend too. But greybird skies like Sunday as well, with a bit of like convective flurries and snow. Into Monday, we'll see a bit of a change and a freezing level to rise again to 2100 meters in the afternoon Monday with some brighter, with a brighter outlook. But over the weekend, yeah, definitely some cloud, precip, convective flurries and colder temps. Like we're talking, yeah, that freezing level down to 1,000, maybe 1,200 meters Saturday Eve, Sunday night. So yeah, oh, it's spring, baby. Lots to take into account. But 45 runs groomed actually on Whistler today. And yeah, it will be a beautiful day to get up there. But I will remind you to get down. Yes, the Creekside Ski Out is good to go. Lower Dave Murray has been sweet. Definitely some mashed potato bumps at the end of the day in that bottleneck by the Dave Murray flats there. But you cannot ski out to the base of Whistler Village due to, of course, the construction in the bike park. You do have to download via Whistler Village gondola. So yeah, FYI on that one. Yeah, you're welcome. But for Avirisk outlook for the next couple of days with, yeah, these pretty stable conditions over the past few days, we do have in every level of elevation, like low Avi danger, yeah, in Alpine, tree line, below tree line, and that's here through to the Duffy as well. However, that is due to change on Sunday due to that incoming snow, depending on how much we get to. That could rise to considerable Avi danger in Alpine and tree line elevations on Sunday. So be really cognizant of that. Check for changing surface conditions as you travel, because small wet avalanches become more likely as the surface crust breaks down. So continue to give cornices space. They may be weak and unstable, you know, even though we've had cooler temperatures, a lot of sun exposure. Definitely a lot there to consider for Sunday too. So make sure you're checking that in with those fluctuating freezing temperatures for any travel you do over after Saturday's dusting, tomorrow's dusting. Yeah. So speaking of dustings, that's not what we're going to experience on the roads. Over the weekend, it'll be, well, I wonder how busy it'll be on the hill, what with Blackcomb now being closed. Last week on Saturday was Chilbo Baggins. You skied right onto the lift. So wondering if that'll be the case with just Whistler open. People obviously are going to be utilizing the free parking at Creekside. So yeah, with opening, the mountain opening at 9 a.m., yeah, plan accordingly to avoid missing out on parking. But on the roads, therefore, well, let's give you your road and valley weather report, brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner, GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're in the market for a new adventure vehicle in the Sea to Sky. Because on the Sea to Sky, starting on Monday, there will be a lane closure in Lions Bay, what with utility work planned on both directions with a shoulder closure. So expect delays there. They're doing some pole maintenance, and that'll be this Monday. But over the weekend, no major construction work happening. There's more construction work starting on Monday too in Squamish, right near Copper Drive, and that's southbound on Highway 99. And that'll be happening on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with a right lane blockage. So a couple things on Monday for your drive there. And some roadside brushing continuing, so keep your eyes peeled for a vehicle there. And traffic control with some lane shifts happening, like what with today, northbound traffic in the northbound right lane and southbound traffic in the northbound left lane happening between Daisy Lake and Alice Lake Road as well. So yeah, give yourself ample time, ample distance, and obviously be extra cautious at intersections and give extra braking distance for motorbikes. We're going to start to see a lot more of them on the roads, right? So yeah, and yeah, gravel, a very real hazard on some of our roads right now for bikers too. But for weather, yesterday was a beautiful 13.5 degrees, apparently 14 to be anticipated today. But over the weekend, what with that fluctuating freezing level, we're going to see a change in the valley weather. Still overnight temperatures of, 0 degrees tonight, but then a little warmer. We're talking 4, maybe 1 degree into a Monday morning with that change. So tomorrow, 12 degrees in the valley with that 40% chance of showers in the afternoon, really picking up with that snow on the hill we're going to see, and then periods of rain and showers in the valley with a high of 9 anticipated for Sunday. And then on Monday, those clearer skies and that freezing level shooting up again. So we'll see a high of potentially 13 degrees. And yeah, sunrise is at 6:09 right now, 8:14 is sunset. And if you are curious, the coolest April 19th on record here in Whistler was back in 82 at -7, and +26, the warmest back in 2016. But yeah, 14 degrees expected today, which means some great things for biking. However, that fuel thinning happening out in Emerald through the no-flow zone, like Trial and Error, are closed for fire thinning, along with Emerald Access Road. But apparently on somebody's e-bike the other day, like Scotia Nova, Green Jello were ideal, along with, Cherry on Top, Salted Caramel, Whipped Cream, somebody getting after it. But there is a large tree down across the trail blocking the black right-hand option on Cut Your Bars Blue. So there, photo of that tree that needs clearing. And a few trees down as well on Emerald Forest, and a small tree down, Emerald Forest 2. Yeah, definitely a lot of clearing up happening. And yeah, that first trail night happening with Walker just the other day, and more, many more to come. I'll let you know when the first Toonie ride is going to be. But if you are looking or know somebody who might be looking to sponsor that, Walker do have the following sponsorship opportunities available for Toonie rides, trail nights, the Back 40, the Wits End, corporate memberships. Yeah, you name it. So a really good opportunity for locals to get involved in that. But speaking of locals, well, the first day of the new expanded sort of spring-summer service was Monday for the BC Transit. But this coming Monday, Whistler Museum is going to be closed all day. And that Valley Trail section I mentioned last week from Nida Lake Park to Drew Drive is going to be closed from Monday to the 26th. So from 7:30 to 4:30. And there are detour signage available for that, so that's super great. But the Evolve e-bike share that happened last year has come back. That opened yesterday, and they are going to be launching more parking locations in May. So and more biking news too. There's an old tire recycling drop-off happening at the Nestor's Waste Depot tomorrow. On and off-rim bikes, car, light truck tires are allowed. That's from 9 till 1 p.m. tomorrow at the Nestor's Waste Depot. Yeah. Oh, garden and lawn waste bins have been installed at the Nestor's Waste Depot, as well as the Function Junction one. And I did get asked by the wonderful Jeanette Bruce, the program lead programmer. Sorry, I've forgotten your title, Jeanette. At the Whistler Library, they were doing an intake on the street. They were on the beat doing surveys with people in the community about how better the library could be engaged or market or other programs you'd like to see more of. Do get involved with their online survey and share your thoughts and ideas on how to make the library even more amazing, because it is a phenomenal resource for our community. And speaking of which, there are a bunch of events happening at the library, like the Repair Cafe happening on Sunday, and they are looking for people to help with that if you're handy with electronics, sewing, furniture, toys, you name it. Then they would like to hear from you, or if you're not available this weekend, to be available as a fixer for the next one. Yeah. And Monday is Earth Day. So free transit on Monday from when they start going to when they finish. And yeah, at the library over the next couple of days, some events to let you know about that could really interest you, like the Intro to Nature Journaling happening today at the library, or potentially tomorrow, the open mic night with Leanne Junick talking about taking the plunge. And that is one I mentioned last week, looking at, hosting local writers and talking about poetry or, you know, things that you've written here. It's an open mic night, but not a comedy night. So, for writers in our community, super great. The Repair Cafe I just mentioned on Sunday, but also happening at the library on Sunday, their usual programming. The Wonder Lab as well, open house happening. But on Monday, they have their games night, yes, happening in person at 7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. So much other stuff happening. I really want to mention the concussion support group that is happening at Whistler Community Services Society in Nestor's on their third floor. And it's with kinesiologist Mackenzie McLeod for a one-on-one 30-minute drop-in session to provide guidance for people suffering from acute and chronic concussions in Whistler. Anyone welcome, no cost or registration required. And that is happening between 1:30 and 3:30 p.m. today. Okay. Mm-hmm. Also happening today at the Squamish Lillooet Cultural Center at 6:30 p.m., Dr. Andy McKinnon, who is a renowned forest ecologist, educator, and co-author of Plants of Coastal British Columbia, is speaking to the connections between old growth ecosystems and biodiversity. That is happening today as well. Yeah, with more other options happening too, like, of course, with it being Earth Week, Earth Day on Monday, there is happening with Earth Week's Pitching Day, and there will be a barbecue, not at 8:30, but 8:30 is when the pitching day starts. And there will be a post-event community barbecue hosted by the municipality after that tomorrow. That is, meeting at Municipal Hall at 8:30, or potentially multiple locations. Have a look there at where they'll be meeting. You know, it will be at the Whistler Fire Hall at 8:30, and the barbecue will be happening between 12 and 2 p.m. Awesome. I know. What else coming up? Sunday, the last paint and sip for a couple of months with Cass Dickinson at the Point Artist Run Center on Alta Lake. That is at 7 p.m. $40 includes supplies and a glass of wine. And that'll be the last one with Cass Dickinson for a few months. So, ta-da. Yeah, I know. Tons happening. Ooh. And I'll let you know where you can find some live music at the Dublin Gate tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Tim and Co are going to be playing at 9 p.m., then Pat and Eric on Sunday. Yeah, with Ruckus Deluxe playing next Friday. So Saturday, 9 p.m., Tim and Co this week, and then Pat and Eric as well, with the Mellon Lounge still offering some live music too. Yeah, and let's see what else. I really wanted to let you know that Maury Young Arts Centre, the building was actually going to be closed today. They're just due to them hosting the Combrio Music Festival, but they will be back open 12 till 6 on Saturday. And they are doing a call for artists for their upcoming Cultural Crossings exhibition. It's celebrating immigrant and newcomer journeys in the sea to sky. Yeah, and the submission date for that will be May 12th. I thought you might like that on your radar. Along with a huge congratulations to the Raven room, who are honored to receive a regional top 10 honoree from the 2024 Spirited Awards, yeah, for best international cocktail bar in Canada. And that's presented by Patron. So regional top 10 honoree to the Raven Room. That's huge. That's so awesome. Congratulations, guys. Also awesome is the Function Junction block party happening this weekend. In Function tomorrow, Saturday between 3 and 7 p.m. with live DJs. They're going to have a dunk tank. With local eateries, getting behind that with a consumption area. It is going to be happening at Miller Creek Road there at 10:50. And yeah, that's courtesy of a little bud. It's going to be a 4:20 block party tomorrow. So yeah, I know that's tomorrow at, well, yes, between at 4:20, but 3 to 7 p.m. in Function tomorrow. Happening not in Function, but in Lorimer Road just a couple nights ago, there's reports of some theft happening just by the bottom there, by the Catholic Church in vehicles. Also, somebody putting up video footage and screen grabs of somebody potentially casing a property in Timber Ridge last night. So, I really want to reiterate just how important it is, especially with bike theft in town, to secure your property as best you can. And unfortunately there have been a couple of instances of that, so expect to see it in the Peaks police briefs this week too. Terrible to see. I know. Not terrible to see was the fact that the Coca-Cola had a couple, dusting the other day. Skiing still good to go there. And if you're wondering about access to, say, Cerise Creek and up that way, skins on at the bridge, but skis off at the end of the FSR turn off into the forest. So, yeah, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But you know what day it is? It is April 19th, which means it is the phenomenal Sarah Steele's birthday today. Such an absolute gem of a human. Happy, happy birthday, Sarah Steele. You mean so much to me. You're an incredible lady. And yeah, I know you're going to have a super special time. Super special was Ski Tour on Wednesday for Jamie Drummond's birthday. What? Gosh, that was fun. And a happy belated to Lego, Leah Brennan too, Cockle. But coming up, a couple birthdays too. Like Becky Frew's birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Becky. Phenomenal work colleague and avid biker. And Veronica Morikova's birthday tomorrow as well. Bobby Gita's birthday coming up. Carol Severson's too. Wonderful piano player with the Whistler Choir. Carol Severson, happy birthday to you for Sunday. And on Monday, Elise Mitchell's and ski instructor and Fat Map worker Harriet Parnas's birthday, who has had Harriet, your corpse bride Halloween outfit from a few years ago, still the best I've ever seen. Unbelievable. But it's April 19th, which means I've got some wicked throwbacks for you, throwback facts for you, should I say, from, of course, the Wicked Stinkies on the Stroll. And having seen the amazing friend Hot Rod run the Manchester Marathon the other day to fundraise from Johnny from Case in the Mondays the other day, on this day in 1897, the first Boston Marathon went underway, which is the world's oldest annual marathon, by the way, which was inspired by the success of the first marathon of the 1896 Summer Olympics. Did you know that? Or that in 1963, Johnny Cash released Ring of Fire on this day? No? Or that Shirley Temple appeared in her first feature-length film, Stand Up and Cheer, in 1934? Or that Queen, they appeared at the Revolution Club in London on this day in 1969, but they weren't called Queen then. No, they were called Smile. Yeah. Let's see. Blondie were at number one on this day in 1980 with Call Me. And REM played their first gig in Athens to like 150 people. This is in Georgia, by the way. Show ended at 2 p.m. when police closed it down due to the venue being unlicensed. Yeah. Same day in 1980. And Prince was at number one with Kiss in 1986. Yeah. Great opportunity to listen to them today. And this joke of the day, brought to you by Coast Manor Brewing, is a hard one to nail, so bear with me. If you ever think English is not a weird language. Just remember that read and lead rhyme and read and led rhyme, but read and led don't rhyme, and neither do read and lead. Yeah, I'll let you try and repeat that one. But a track you're going to probably want to play on repeat from the Ala Lars, which is track of the day, is Right on Time. They're a band out of LA. They've been making music since 2008. They have a real kind of krungbin, instrumental vibe to them that I really dig. So yeah, very alternative, super fun, great track for your weekend. I hope that you dig too. And I hope, you have a phenomenal weekend. I will chat to you Tuesday morning and maybe see you up there today.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every Tuesday and Friday morning in the summer at around 8:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Strolling down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and après needs.